Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Even though you may never have heard of it, Results is a political success story. Not to be confused with a local marketing and public relations firm, the name is an almost acronym for Responsibility for Ending Starvation Using Legislation, and it's composed mostly of committed individuals such as Greer Malone of Santa Rosa.
Results is a grassroots citizens' lobby working to end hunger and the worst aspects of poverty. There's a small staff in Washington, D.C., but mostly it's grassroots folk like me that I live in Santa Rosa. I work for an insurance company, and I do this as a volunteer effort.
What distinguishes Results from other anti-poverty efforts is their approach. Rather than working to raise money, Malone explains, they direct their energies towards lobbying for the judicious application of government funds.
When the budget comes up, there are certain allocated amounts to certain programs. And what Results does is targets certain programs that are known to be effective and ask for money to be contributed to those funds. For instance, UNICEF. For instance, for the World Bank to contribute a certain amount of their banking to microenterprise lending or organizations that are working to immunize children or to educate children, so that the United States is supporting those works that absolutely contribute to ending poverty.
In addition to lobbying lawmakers, Results activists also make their case to columnists and editorial writers in local newspapers and other opinion shapers. Either way, their primary tool is simply being well-educated about their issues.
What Results tries to do is, given the broad scope of topics that any elected official has to contend with, we educate them. We tell them about programs. We do research and hand it to them and say, this is legislation that's coming up. This is why we think that it should be supported. Then that official can be aware of what the money can do and point it in the right direction, then it's very easy for them to follow their heart and vote for that kind of legislation.
Most of their focus is on third world countries where poverty is widespread and intractable, but Malone notes that Results also advocates for domestic anti-poverty programs as well. The nonprofit organization now has international affiliates in 6 countries, as well as chapters in 100 American cities, including 20 in California, among them San Francisco, San Jose, and the East Bay. Malone is now recruiting for a new chapter to be based in Santa Rosa. She says it offers a way to reach out globally without having to leave home.
Sitting in your house in Sonoma County, you can have a direct effect on what happens in Washington, D.C. It's an aspect of people recognizing that they can have power with their government, that we're not lost, that you can speak up and be heard.
It takes a core group of just 5 dedicated individuals to get a local chapter going, Malone says, and if you'd like to be one of them.
My telephone number is in Santa Rosa, 545-5372.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.